This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the 2015 Globe Community Awards. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage your MC, Hannah Gadsby.
Good evening and welcome back. I'm just listening to the chairs. It's lovely sound. How was everyone's burnt eggplant? Yeah. Hope it wasn't underdone. I'm glad you enjoyed that. The dessert, popcorn cheesecake, of course. I love the variety they're offering. I hate making decisions. I'm just talking till you don't. Just a shout out to one of the judges, Peter Hitchener, you know, he was judging. I'd like to thank him for his time. Didn't have the time to make it tonight, but oh well. I'd like to also give a shout out to the crew that came from Shepparton. Yeah, Shep. The good Shep. And I'd also like to make another mention. They were mentioned before, but I didn't think they got enough of a clap. The florists, go on, the centerpieces, yeah. I mean, I can't have it. I mean, we do appreciate your support, ANZ, but we can't have you getting a bigger clap than florists at a gay event. Yeah. Gay joke. Yeah, stereotypes. We're living them. Okay, that's wonderful. Did you know I was a magician? You didn't, did you? There you go. Neither did I. We've got some awards. We're going to give out some awards. And the awards I'm going to be giving out are on one of these pieces of paper in front of me. I'm going to read out what there's five, six awards. We don't know. I'll just keep going. Then there's dessert. I will, the nominations will be shown up on the finalists. Sorry, not nominations, finalists. We're shown on the video screens. Have a look at that. Then I get an envelope. I get to do the, and the winner is, I know. I'm looking forward to that. And then the winners, please make your way up to the stage. And if you'd like to say some words, you're more than welcome to say some words. Use good words. That's the only hint I'd give you. You've got a minute. That's what they've told me. You've got a minute. If you win, you've only got a minute to say thank you. So punch it up. If you go over a minute, I'm going to start standing really uncomfortably close to you. And if you like that, then the music's going to play and it'll be just weird. So just, you know, just keep it just punchy. And if you don't want to say any words, okay, we've got some awards. How many times can I say awards? Seven. This is the second year of the Globe Awards. So much history. The first award, said it again. Oh, I've got to say it so much. The first award to be given out this evening is the award for, it's called A Healthy Community, Contributions Toward a Healthy Community.
The finalists for A Healthy Community are Living Positive Victoria for the Enough Campaign, Switchboard Victoria for supporting GLBTI people in their time of need, and Team Melbourne, encouraging participation in sport with the Team Melbourne Sports Day.
I should just say quickly before all of these finalists, and indeed all of the nominations for this, and all the categories, doing amazing work. So don't be too smug, winner. Okay? Everyone's a winner, but there's only one winner, isn't there? This is exciting. The winner is Switchboard Victoria.
Thank you.
you in 1 minute or less, not likely, is going. We want to say congratulations to the other finalists in this award. And as I said, everyone richly deserves to be acknowledged. So I want to thank Globe for putting on a fabulous night and the Community Awards and acknowledging all the fabulous work that people do. I also want to thank the judging panel for making a pretty good decision. And I also want to thank our volunteers at Switchboard. We've got a really dedicated team. And I'm going to introduce quickly Nate Reed, our president, to just say a few more things.
I'll be really, really quick. So for 24 years, our volunteers have been there for the community, for the LGBTIQ community. We are one of the few organisations that do serve the everyone in that acronym and more. Next year, we'll be turning 25. And whilst a lot may have changed in that time since 1991, the need to feel connected to another human is something that's still thriving within the community. And last year we had almost 2,000 people call our service to have a chat, talk about relationships, talk about coming out, exploring their identity, things that I think a lot of people in this room would be able to identify with. Like many organisations, we're all too familiar with having to run on the smell of an oily rag. As such, I do have to say quickly that to ensure that we are here for another 25 years, it'd be great if you could think of us maybe the next time you knew your checkbook. That's all. Thank you.
Congratulations. Absolutely. Incredible and important foundation. We'll go with that. Organise that people thing. Switchboard. Lovely, lovely stuff. Congratulations. We've got another award. The second award for the evening is connecting the GLBTI community, like Lego. And the finalists are...
The finalists for the 2015 Globe Community Award for connecting the community are Joy 94.9. The Melbourne Queer Film Festival. And the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus.
Oh, shit. Only one winner. The award for connecting the GLBTI community goes to Joy, 94.5.
Thank you. This is a truly remarkable honour and we're really grateful for it. One of the many things that we're proud of at Joy is to be a voice for the community. But we're not just a voice for the community. We are a platform for people within our LGBTIQ community to find their own voice and to share and lend that voice to others.
Exhibit A. There's not much more I can add to that, but using you as an example, we are under new management. And if there is a time where you thought that your voice hasn't been heard, this is the time to do it. We are the voice of the GLBTI communities, and the next couple of years is going to be very exciting for us. So if there is a time where you thought that you've wanted to get involved in Joy, this is the time. Thank you.
Congratulations, Joy. Winning the Connecting the Community. I should mention, sponsored by RMIT, that one, Connecting Letters. Little acronym joke. You're welcome. I like the sentiment. If you would like to get involved with Joy, just generally, now's the time. We have another award.
Here are the finalists for Protecting Our Community, sponsored by Lander and Rogers. The finalists are... Jeremy Wiggins for his work with transgender and gender diverse communities. Joy 94.9 for the Live from World AIDS Day broadcast. And Kildonan Uniting Care for the Diversity Project.
And the winner is the Diversity Project.
Thank you very much. We're here from Shepparton tonight. It was lovely to be welcomed and recognised from Shepparton, so thank you for that earlier as well. It's great to have a whole table here from Shepparton. It's really awesome. Often regional areas and rural areas and being LGBTI in a regional or rural area can be really tough. And the Diversity Project has been running in Shepparton now for over 15 years, supporting same-sex attracted, sex and gender diverse young people. The captain of the ship when it began was our Gender and Sexuality Commissioner down the front here, Rowena Allen. Who has absolutely been my mentor, and I'm very grateful for everything that Ro has taught me and has allowed me to continue to share and serve in our community. So thank you, Ro. As a 22-year-old, I moved from Melbourne to Shepparton and found very hard to connect with any community there. And there was a little group that ran fortnightly called Diversity. It's still called the Diversity Group today and runs every fortnight, providing a really safe space for young people in the country to come together, cook and share meals, to have guest speakers, and to socialise and connect, and to feel engaged in an otherwise really homophobic place like Shepparton and any other country town around Australia, which can be really tough to live and grow up in. So I just wanted to acknowledge great work that the Diversity Project does. The many people that form the Diversity Project. I've been there for a while now, but I've got a lot of team members and a lot of helpers, including my colleagues Anna here, our youth worker who supports one-on-one young people, trans, gay, lesbian, bi and intersex young people. Our executive manager here, Joe Howard from Kildonan Uniting Care. Thank you, Joe. But I must also thank our volunteers down here on the table, for whom without, I couldn't do even close to a quarter of the amazing work that continues to happen because of their generosity, time, investment and hard work and passion and love for making a difference in Greater Shepparton. So for all of you on the table, thank you. Last but not least, I have to thank my partner, Chris, who every night when I'm up until 10 or 11 or 12 at night, continuing the work as a volunteer myself, even though I do this as a paid job at night, continuing to do the work, fight the fight, him being very patient, loving me and being beside me for all of those times, hours and days. So thank you, Chris.
I just wanted to say that I've been involved with the Diversity Project for about a year now, and it's been such a pleasure working with these amazing people who are so brave and just so determined to be themselves. And it's just such a pleasure to work with them every day, and it's also a great pleasure to work with my colleague, Damien, who has been such a support for me and such an incredible mentor. So, big thank you to Damien and to Joe Howard and to everyone. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. I don't know if you're going to stay standing behind me. I mean, I don't mind, but you should probably get some air. Congratulations, wonderful project, absolutely crucial. As somebody who grew up in a small town in Tasmania in the early 90s, I mean, I spread the growing up over quite a few years, but I really could have done with something like that when I was growing up. So please keep up the good work. There's a lot to do. Oh, guess what? Got another award. This one's business. Business.
Thank you, Hannah. And now the ANZ Excellence in Business Award. The finalists are Andrew Parker for his work as a business leader promoting the needs of the GLBTI community. Brett Lashen and Mark Carney, owners of the Laird Hotel. And Sensewide Employment for their Working Out program.
Business. Oh, she hates it. Running away. The winner. I mean, it's so awful. I'm so sorry. Anyway, the winner for excellence in emceeing is not me, but there's a lot more losers in the room than winners. Please, let me start again. Allow me to do this properly. The winner for excellence in business, Sensewide Employment Working Out.
Exciting. I'm kind of lost for words, but I'll try and find some. There's some people would really like to thank because we run a really innovative and the only one of its kind program within Australia funded by the Commonwealth Government to find our community jobs. And it's such an important thing that we do. So, I'd really like to thank Globe and the judges for recognising this program, and every little bit helped for us to get our name out there and to get the word out there to the communities that people can come to us and we can help improve their lives. So we're really keen, and so thank you, Globe. I'd like to thank the Working Out team. We're sitting over there, and for all of their passion and commitment to the program and for making it what it is. I mean, they are the Working Out program, so thank you, guys. You're fantastic. I'd like to thank the Victorian Deaf Society because they're actually our parent organisation. And it's great that the board have really been behind this program, and it's so far outside the remit of the deaf work and hard of hearing work that we usually do. But the board have been the value it brings and have really given it everything we need and the room and the freedom that we need to build and develop this program. So I'd really like to acknowledge VicDev. I'd like to thank our stakeholders, our partners and our participants. The community has just been amazing getting on board, and without networking and partnering, you know, we wouldn't be where we are and we wouldn't be up here today. I'd especially like to thank the trans and gender diverse community and Transgender Victoria. I'd also like to thank Living Positive Victoria, who are both amazing supporters of our program. So thank you, you're great. Finally, I'd like to thank all the employers because you're the guys that actually give our people jobs. So we're only the middle people that come along and make this happen. So thank you so much to everybody who has given an opportunity to somebody and help them get their foot in the door and back into the labour market. Finally, if anyone's in the current process of recruiting or looking for some great candidates, we're just sitting over there. It's a free service. Come over, say hello, introduce yourself and give us your card and we'll follow you up next week. Thank you so much.
I mean, they're very good at business. Anyone who networks during an acceptance speech is incredible at business. I wasn't really paying attention, and I thought they were like a gym for gay people. But there you go, working out. I was very wrong. I just thought, because you're so energetic when you won, I'm like, yeah, they definitely work out. This is the last award for this bracket. Then you've got some popcorn cheesecake. G'day. There's two things that don't belong together. But we're renegades, aren't we? Final award goes to an individual. This is the award for Media Excellence.
The 2015 Globe Community Award for Media Excellence. The finalists are, from Star Observer, Benjamin Riley. From samesame.com.au, Dina Curry. From Joy 94.9, James Finlay. And from MCV, Rachel Cook.
Look at that. Just like to point out that I'm technically in the media. Sad, isn't it? The winner, Rachel Cook.
Wow. Thank you so much. There are so many things I'd like to say, and I'm going to say them all. No, I'm not. First of all, thank you to the judges and to Globe, and also to the other nominees who, all of those guys I have worked with in some capacity over the years, they're the greatest guys, and what they give to our community is extraordinary. So thank you, boys. So yes, I have been in the LGBTIQ media for a very long time, starting at Joy, which is a bloody good way to start. And I think I've written for every single masthead in the queer community over the years. And then ended up at the ABC, which I guess at that time was my trajectory and where I wanted to head up and end up. And I actually got a full-time permanent position, a rarity these days at the ABC, I'm sure. And even though I loved my years there, I felt something was missing in terms of the stories that I wanted to tell. And I get to tell those stories all the time through my work in gay media. One of the best parts of my job, or actually no, the best part of my job, is the people that I get to meet and the stories I get to tell all the time. And they also have been the bravest people that you could ever meet in your life. And they include young women who've been in hiding from in fear of their lives, from their families, because of their religious beliefs. Octogenarians who've told me stories in the 40s and 50s at house parties. They used to have to keep their blinds closed for fear of neighbours seeing them, two men dancing together. To a story I recently did with young trans homeless people who happen to be, I actually think, the most inspiring kids I've ever met. So my job is my reward, and I love it, but I'm happy to get this as well. So thanks again. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. Please, a round of applause for everybody who won and everyone ever in the whole world. Congratulations. Enjoy desserts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.